For the first time in more than 50 years, a Chinese ship has made a legal crossing from the mainland to Taiwanese territory. Today's voyage from the southern Chinese city of Xiamen to the island of Quemoy is seen as another indication that relations between China and Taiwan are improving. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Hong Kong. Who was on this ship?
Well, there was a group of about 90 people, mostly elderly people, and most of them were people who'd been born on the island of Quemoy. These people had come to the mainland before the communists took over, and then the communist victory had meant that they weren't able to return to Quemoy. So for 50 years, they've been stuck on the mainland, as it were, and this was the first time they were allowed to go back. And in Chinese culture, much more than in the West, your place of birth, the place where your ancestors are buried is a very, very important place. So there were some emotional scenes as these elderly people arrived on the dockside of Quemoy.
They're going back home or are they just visiting?
They're just visiting. This is really a very preliminary step in the contact between the two sides. Some people from Quemoy came across to Xiamen last month, and I think both governments are taking this as very much a tentative step. They're going to see how things go, and I think in future we could see much more communication between the two sides, and possibly even, who knows, people moving back to live on the island of Quemoy.
So this is a very significant event.
It is significant. I think there's a lot of symbolism about it, for sure, but I'm not sure that it's necessarily going to develop into anything much bigger. Having said that, though, symbolism in this part of the world does in some ways translate into substance. I think this is such a flashpoint, and there have been such tensions across the Taiwan Straits that I think a lot of people, a lot of observers, feel that any kind of symbolism is good. Anything that's going to help to reduce the tensions between the two sides is a good thing and should be encouraged.
Has the Bush administration weighed in yet on the issue of China and Taiwan?
Well, Colin Powell on Sunday said that the United States would honor its commitments to the Taiwan Relations Act. That's the act whereby the United States is committed to supply weapons to Taiwan to enable Taiwan to defend itself. That's fairly standard rhetoric. That's taken as the baseline for how Washington and Beijing cooperate or deal with each other. Really, the big cloud hanging over, or the big possible cloud hanging over Beijing-Washington relations, is the issue of national missile defense, because in contrast to the Clinton administration, President Bush has said that he really plans to go ahead with this national missile defense system and its sister missile system, theater missile defense. And under the theater missile defense system, the Chinese fear that U.S. missiles and troops could be used to protect Taiwan from China. And that really is an extremely emotive issue in this part of the world. And how that issue is dealt with in the next few years, I think, could be one of the major defining issues in how the Bush administration gets on with Beijing.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Hong Kong.